For the record, these questions are fictional. They are designed to present two hypothetical scenarios and ask which one Matt would choose.
Thank you for prefacing it as hypothetical.
Would you rather Wednesday? Brought to you by our friends at Siler Appliance and Service. Beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers and some questions are...
stinkers.
Dang right.
Making fun of me because I had to yawn?
No. No. It's just the anticipation.
You didn't say it. Hand me on the edge of my seat.
Dang right. Yeah, all of our listeners going, dang right.
Dang right. Say it.
Dang right. These are... they're weak. They're stinkers. They blow. They suck.
Is that why you got the fan and the window open here?
Yeah, well, I needed to cool it down because it was 8,000 degrees in the studio.
It's a common theme. Pat's always talking about how hot it is in the studio.
Well, we have four monitors, all kinds of electrical equipment, but the rest of the building is fine.
What do you have in your coffee?
It ain't coffee. 8,000 degrees. You know, it doesn't matter what office you work in. There's always that cold person and always that hot person. And then it's a struggle over the thermostat. Or you work in an environment where you have no control over the thermostat. And then you're just PO'd all day long.
Pat, would you rather be in a negative 20 degree studio or an 8,000 degree studio?
Negative 20 all day long. In a T-back Speedo. Nothing but socks. Socks and a T-back speed. I'd be so happy.
I just got
happy.
An image I don't want to remember.
Oh, man.
What a tangent. Wow.
I mean, seriously, it's just a constant battle. It's like for once. Would you rather Wednesday? I think that's what we're here to do.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Question number one. Question numero uno. Would you rather have the power to clean anything by crossing your arms, nodding, and blinking all at the same time? Or have the ability to read a book just by touching it? So let's practice. Have the power to clean anything by crossing your arms, nodding your head, and blinking.
Okay, I'm acting it out.
Tim, Craig, I don't think he gets a reference. It's a genie reference. I Dream of Genie. It's way before your time, but
yeah, I haven't seen that.
I forget that you're young. I have underwear your age.
Thanks for the information. That's interesting.
And they're almost broken in.
Starting to curl a little bit.
Okay. Power to clean anything by crossing your arms, nodding your head, and blinking all at the same time, or have the ability to read a book just by touching it.
Touching it would be pretty cool, but I think it would just be awesome just to clean everything that way. Be kind of nice.
Well, you know, some people find cleaning relaxing. It's a stress reliever. And other people find reading relaxing and a stress reliever. So, I mean, it's kind of choose one, whatever. I know if 51 gets honked off, if she's cleaning, I'm in trouble for something.
I can see that. So you're telling me the house is pristine because you're honking her off constantly.
All the time. All right, what's it going to be? Which one?
Oh, I'm going to cross my arms and blink.
Clean. Nod and blink.
Yeah, nod and blink. Clean.
Question number two. Would you rather have $50 appear in your pocket every time you suck your thumb for 60 seconds, or one time only, take $500K tax-free upfront. So every time you suck your thumb for 60 seconds, $50 drops into your pocket. Or one time, $500,000 tax-free upfront, right into your bank account.
See, and I don't have to do any work for that.
No,
here I
none.
Am gnawing on my finger for 60 seconds.
Well, I'll lend you an answer.
It'd be a whole lot of...
Whole lot of sucking?
A whole lot of sucking, I guess. okay.
Or a bank account with
to,
a lot of...
I didn't mean for it to be like
well,
that.
with or a lot of zeros in your bank account.
I like the zeros, Pat, in the bank account, followed or preceded by a number.
Okay.
So I'm going to do the 500,000.
Okay. So there are 1,440 minutes in a day. Divided by two. So if you suck your thumb for a minute and then you take a minute break and then back to sucking your thumb, right? So 1,440 divided by two is 720 times $50, because it's for every minute that you're sucking your thumb, $50 drops in, right? So that's $36,000 in one day. It would take 14 days to reach $500,000. It's like 13.8 in 14 days. And it's unlimited. You want $50. Let's say you go out on a date and you're short on a little bit of green. Still trying to impress her, right? You just go to the bathroom, suck your thumb for a minute, come out, you got $50 in your pocket.
Yeah, but Pat, you know how raw your thumb's going to be at that point? That's going to be like, all of a sudden I'm going to have an off-colored thumb.
It'll look like a raisin.
Yeah, no thank you. That would not be fun. See, I'd take the $500,000, I'd invest it.
Uh-huh.
And then boom.
At 10%. Roughly.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on how well you've invested it, so.
And I can be that independently wealthy person. There you go.
So you're taking the 500.
I wouldn't have to worry about turning my thumb into a raisin.
I mean, you could give it a rest, but I mean, 14 days, you could just sit at home, take 2 weeks vacation and say, hug off. I'm not coming to work anymore. I'm sitting at home making money, sucking my thumb.
Yeah.
Watching the Lions.
Matt's out sucking his thumb. He'll be back in an hour. No, I'm going to go with the upfront $500,000.
Fair enough. This one could be a thinker. Listen carefully. Would you rather take a 30-minute guided tour that explains everything of heaven or hell? Would you rather take a 30-minute guided tour that explains everything of heaven or hell? Thinker! Yeah!
This is very interesting because...
I better put in another one of these cheerful, happy beds.
Would you want to know the worst? And then, you know, surprise yourself for the best or know the best and then not know the harrowing stuff.
It's 30 minutes, so it's not like you're stuck there. And it's a very fast elevator either way.
I get motion sickness, though, so...
Yeah. And right before it gets to the top or bottom floor, you jump.
Because I wouldn't
you
want
don't
my,
feel it.
Yeah. You wouldn't want your knees to all of a sudden buckle and...
Yeah.
Have some issues there. I don't know. That's a tough one.
It is. there's, again, no right or wrong answer, because I think there could be benefits to both.
Like, to understand, you know, the worst of what, like what I said earlier, the worst of what could be, or the best.
Yeah.
So then it gives real meaning to, oh, it can't get worse than this, you know, that type of
sure.
So then that leaves everything possible for then when you wait until the end to know what's going to happen, that type of thing.
Either way, my opinion is it's life-changing.
See, me from the whole thing, I'd want to know how worse it could get.
Or the worst it could be.
Yeah, the worst it could be. Because then you're not going to, you know, then the possibilities are endless. You don't want to know how far low things can go.
Mm-hmm.
Or you want to know that, because then, all right, you know that nothing can be worse than that. And so I think I'd choose going downstairs to check it out.
Elevator doors open and you're like, hey, what are you doing down here?
Yeah, so I'd probably go, because then I'd save the surprise for the end. That's my thinking.
And
so,
your tour describes everything, explains everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin the surprise of upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably why I'd do it more than anything. I wouldn't want to ruin the surprise.
Mm-hmm. Bonus question. Bonus question number 4.
My head hurts.
Mm-hmm.
After that one.
It won't after this. Would you rather wear only an orange jumpsuit and deck shoes for the rest of your life, or a 2-piece string bikini for the rest of your life?
And the orange jumpsuit, is that like prison clothes? You're talking?
It could imply. Mm-hmm. He's looking it up.
Well, that's what comes up. Could you see me wearing that, Pat? You want to tell everybody what I looked up?
Dental floss.
Yes, dental floss.
You know, Matt, no matter what you're wearing, you're still a sexy animal to me. Orange jumpsuit or a 2-piece string bikini for the rest of your life?
Well, Pat, I do like it a little more cool, but breezy? No.
Going to a concert, a football game, grocery shopping in an orange jumpsuit.
See, that just, I'd look so out of place. But I'd look out of place, too, if I threw on the 2-piece string. So, you did preface these as hypothetical.
Yes.
Yes.
We're back to hypothetical scenarios.
Yeah. So it's not like all of a sudden, hey, we actually got something set up for you, Matt. I think I'm going to go with the, because.
String bikini.
You know what? I will.
I would.
I'm going to go with the string bikini.
I would go with the string bikini, and I would be proud.
Yes.
You know, if you're comfortable in your body, by golly, you go for it.
Dental floss, Pat. Dental floss.
This has been our weekly feature called Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service, beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers and some questions are
stinkers.
Dang right.